Hi, this is Eileen Ogans from TakingTheKids.com. Happy holidays, everybody.
WGN on the road with Dane, live here in the Allstate Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue, and on the line with us, honored to have, you know, an honorary Chicagoan. Of course, she's one of our very own, as well as the world, so she travels all around the world searching out great experiences, travel experiences, great deals, seeing the world, but taking the kids with the one and only Eileen Ogans from TakingTheKids.com. Acclaimed, you've seen her on the Today Show, Good Morning America, and of course here on WGN. Eileen, welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Well, now here's the thing. This is kind of a mysterious world. For those tried and true sailors out there, they've got it on lockdown. They know exactly what to do. But for those that are uninitiated, but thinking to themselves, they may have heard some of the reports out there that there's some like new and exciting cruises specifically tailored towards kind of families, maybe budget friendly, or maybe some special offers. There's a lot of things to do coming up.
Definitely. We actually have a really comprehensive family cruise section. And one of the things I would suggest to families is cruising is one time when you want to work with a travel agent, because there are so many different kinds of cruises, so many different kinds of ships and cabins. You want to get somebody who's a cruise expert. So if you go to cruising.org, you can put in your zip code and you'll find somebody. So pretty much we're seeing everything from mega ships to river cruises, which we used to think of as the purview, you know, of seniors, is now becoming way more interested in the family market. One company, Uniworld, has special family departures with kids' activities and kids' pricing. Another one, AMA Waterways, has a partnership with Disney, you know, where Disney charters the ship a few times a year to do Adventures by Disney trips. And they also do family trips with the company Back Roads for those that are interested in outdoor adventures. So, you know, where it might be hiking or biking. I did a trip like that with my daughter and son-in-law this summer, which was really a lot of fun.
Well, and Eileen, let the listeners know a little bit about how they tailor the cruising experience to kind of fit more in with the kids. Because we can all remember, I know my wife, remember she went down a couple cruises when she was in her 20s, and that we kind of geared toward, and I'm sure ships geared towards whatever the basic demographic they're aiming towards is. But it was more of kind of like a lay at the pool, maybe drink, you know, some cocktails and beers, maybe get off and go hang out in the town. I mean, do they do different things maybe activity-wise with kids?
Oh, totally. For example, Carnival carries almost a million kids a year, and every major cruise line, you know, like Carnival or Royal Caribbean or Norwegian, they all have amazing kids' activity areas that are staffed by the most enthusiastic and energetic counselors I've ever seen, and they have different activities and different spaces for different age kids. So they might have one area for preschoolers with those kind of activities, and then they have another club for grade schoolers, and then they have something else for middle schoolers and something else for high school kids. So that would be something else for people to think about or questions to ask depending on your age kids is, you know, to look at what activities are offered, what are the facilities. And one thing that's really nice on cruises for families is, unlike a lot of hotels, all of the activities are complimentary.
Nice.
So you don't have to worry that you're going to pay a lot of money and the kids aren't going to like it. And that's also true for food, although on some ships these days you need to be careful because they've added a lot of specialty dining, and it could be something like burgers at Johnny Rockets, you know, or a coffee place, but you're going to pay extra. But in general, the food is all included, so if you've got a 10-year-old who's kind of an adventurous eater, this is the time to let him experiment, you know, because he can order something, and if he doesn't like it, he can send it back. On the other hand, if he wants 3 steaks, he can have them. So without you thinking about what the bill's going to be like. And then the other thing to think about is, on most cruises, the shore excursions are extra, and I usually suggest for families, especially when you're going, let's say, to the Caribbean or Mexico, to really think about whether you want to do a shore excursion or you could just get off and take a taxi to a beach or something and rent snorkeling gear, because you're going to be stuck in a group of 50 people, you know, if you do a shore excursion, and you're going to pay more for it. You just have to be mindful to get back to the boat on time, obviously. So that's something to consider. If you're doing a river cruise, those excursions tend to be all inclusive.
So the river cruises is more of the all inclusive as far as some of the excursions. I wanted to ask, and I know that
there are a couple of very upscale lines where they're all inclusive, but that would be another question to ask your travel agent.
So a couple of people have texted in, you know, and they're asking, when it comes to kind of it's one thing to have the activities and the people on the ship and everything kind of geared towards the kids, that's great. But are there, as you're kind of sailing around, if it's that family's, you know, first time doing a cruise, are there locations that you would suggest, would like a Hawaiian cruise or a Caribbean cruise, or a, you know, is there one that you say would be kind of either better or more tailored to new cruisers?
There's, you know, there's a lot of cruises that are only like 4 days or 5 days, some even 3 days out of Florida. I think 4 days would be good, so it would kind of give you a taste. The Caribbean is pretty easy because, as I said, it's not like you're going to be overwhelmed with having to choose all of these expensive shore excursions every day, you know, because you're basically going to hang out and relax. And also keep in mind that besides activities for the kids on board, there's lots of activities for the whole family and also for the adults. So they might have, even Disney on their ships, they have a whole deck just for adults, you know. Wow. So if the kids are otherwise in activities, you can go somewhere where you're not going to be surrounded by other kids. But if you want to spend time with your kids, you know, let's say on Carnival, there'll be a big water park, you know, or they'll have family activities, you know, it might be like family karaoke, you know, or family games or something like that. So you'll find plenty to do. And they send you, they give you a, like a little kind of a newspaper thing every day that'll tell you what all the activities are on board that day, you know. And also, obviously, if you get off the ship, you don't even necessarily, you might not want to be off the ship the entire day, because sometimes it's really nice to be on board when everybody's not there, you know.
Oh, nice.
So, consider that. I know some people who cruise who, you know, they've cruised so much that they've, let's say, been to these places, but they like a particular ship. So they stay on board because then there are special deals at the spa, and then activities won't necessarily be as crowded, you know, to try out.
See, that's really great to think. I mean, it's great to think of that there is enough, that the cruise itself isn't just getting from one place to another. You're on a ship, and hopefully you're relatively comfortable. To think that the activities and everything going on can be, you know, just as fun, maybe even more fun in certain situations than some of the stuff on the island, but yet you still have, you know, the opportunity to go to shore, see some of the sights, but kind of do it on your own terms. It is also very cool to see that, you know, some cruise lines that you would think would be, you just think it's a cruise ship, maybe geared more towards adults, young adults, maybe even seniors, also has, you know, a lot of options for kids. They've really been thoughtful with that. And then also on the the Disney side that you think just gravitates towards kids that they've thought of the parents as well. So before we let you go, give the website. I'm guessing it's takingthekids.com, but once you get there, how do you get to the part where you can kind of zone in on the cruising?
If you just go to our homepage, you'll see, or you go to, there's a link that for the cruise section, or you just like scroll down on the homepage and you'll see it at the bottom. That's a good place to go for that.
Just go take a search, get there. Of course, you're going to be inspired by all the other things going on as well. And then you get to the cruise section, search around, maybe put in some terms, basically maybe the location you want to go or the cruise line.
If you look just like on the right side of the homepage, there's a red dot that says Family Travel Guides for Every Season. And if you go there, you'll find that's pretty easy to find the cruise section.
Every single season and the opportunity, of course, to take the kids with. TakingTheKids.com is the name of the website, and she has everything, every kind of experience that you'd want, from seasonal stuff to those guides, those specific guides to each city that she has highlighted so far on those kind of trips. Of course, there's things all over the world and every kind of different experience on the travel side that you can do. And again, it is TakingTheKids.com. Eileen Ogans, thanks so much for what you're doing. Thanks for jumping on WGN today.
Sure, anytime. And happy travels.